Good morning, you're welcome back to today's Open Heavens on the Go. Open Heavens is brought to you by Pastor E.A. Adeboye. Today's topic is When There Is Light. When There Is Light, Part 1. Our memorize is taken from the book of Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. And our reading is taken from the book of Matthew chapter 8, verse 1 to 4. I read, verse 1. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleaned. And Jesus said unto him, See thou tell no man, but go thy way, shew thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. Bible in 1 year is taken from the book of Joshua chapter 1 verse 4. And our hymn is hymn 15. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. I read straight to today's devotional. Jesus is the light. John 8:12. And whenever he touches a person or a place, a miraculous transformation occurs. In John 9:1-7, Jesus spat on the ground, made some mud, and used it to anoint a blind man's eyes. When Jesus touched the mud, it became anointed, and the anointing destroyed the yoke of blindness in the man's life. I decree that the light of God will shine upon you and break any yoke that might be in your life in Jesus' name. Amen. The leper in today's Bible's reading knew that Jesus had the anointing to destroy the yoke of leprosy in his life. And as Jesus touched him, the yoke was destroyed. No matter how long a yoke has been in a fellow's life, when God's light shines on the fellow, it will be destroyed permanently. Years ago, a woman forced her way through protocol officers to meet me just after I had finished preaching at a program in Kaduna, a town in northern Nigeria. When I asked her what the problem was, she said that she had never seen anyone preach the way I did. She then said that since she knew I would be leaving soon, she wanted to share her secret with me because she knew it would be safe with me. At that moment, she uncovered a part of her skin and I saw that she was a leper. I asked her why she didn't go to the hospital, and she stated that she had many children to cater for, and if she visited a hospital, she would be sent to the leper's colony. I then asked her why she didn't ask the pastors in her church to pray for her, and she said that if they prayed for her and she didn't get healed, her secret would be exposed. I prayed for her, and the following year, I was back in the same church. As I arrived and stepped out of the car, a beautiful lady approached me with a big smile. She introduced herself as the leper I prayed for the previous year and said, "Your God touched me and I am healed." Beloved, when God's light shines upon you, when God's light touches you, you will experience transformation and healing in any area of your life where there is darkness, stagnancy, or confusion. Jesus Christ is the light, and I pray that he will touch everything that concerns you and cause a positive transformation in your life in Jesus' name. Amen. A prayer point. Say, Father, please let your light shine on me and remove anything that is not of you in my life in Jesus' name. Say, Father, let your light shine on me and remove anything that is not of you in my life in Jesus' name. Amen. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by Praise Palace, the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Northampton, United Kingdom. God bless you and have a wonderful day. Amen.